Praise the Lord. Just like leave the word. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Amen. Who made the sun to shine and the sky so blue? It was that wonderful, wonderful you. And who made the rivers to flow, and the trees and the flowers to bloom? It was that wonderful, wonderful you. Who made man, created he him? Male and female created he them. And who made the land where man could have a place to stand? Lord, it was that wonderful, wonderful you. Now we're rejoicing and giving glory and honor to, and sing praises to that wonderful, wonderful you. Oh, now we're rejoicing and giving glory and honor to, and sing praises to that wonderful, wonderful you. Who made the man that was tried and found true? The Lord Jesus Christ that gave his life, resurrected and glorified. It was that wonderful, wonderful you. And who took from that glorified man the same word and created him a wife, fashioned in flesh and bones, glorified? Lord, it was that wonderful, wonderful you. Oh, now we're rejoicing and giving glory and honor to, and sing praises to that wonderful, wonderful you. Oh, who made the sun to shine and the sky so blue? It was that wonderful, wonderful you. And who made the river to flow, and the trees and the flowers to bloom? It was that wonderful, wonderful you. Oh, we're rejoicing and giving glory and honor to. Oh Lord, we sing praises to that wonderful, wonderful you. Who made the man that was tried and found true? The Lord Jesus Christ that gave his life, resurrected and glorified. It was that wonderful, wonderful you. And who took from that glorified man the same word and created him a wife, fashioned in flesh and bones, glorified? Lord, it was that wonderful, wonderful you. Now we're rejoicing and giving glory and honor to, and sing praises to that wonderful, wonderful you. Oh Lord, we're rejoicing and giving glory and honor to. And we sing praises, oh, we sing praises to that wonderful, wonderful you. Lord, we sing praises to that wonderful, wonderful you.
Praise you, my Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Glory we love you, my Lord.
Yeah,
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Wonderful you. Amen. Then, if he's that wonderful Jesus, and we're part of him, made one with him, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, amen, then we're wonderful too, ain't we? Amen. We just need to claim it. A lot of people don't want to claim the good things that God has made them because of looking at the surrounding, the daily surroundings, and the things they naturally go through in the natural life. But we got to realize he said we were wonderful, and he chose us somehow or another for his wife, and he did that because we pleased him. Amen. Even though we're human, and that's why he wanted humans. Amen. He didn't want he didn't want angels or something. He wanted human, and he took us as we were. See, and he made us his wife, and here we are today, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're not manifesting all the things that we will manifest in the course of eternity, but we begin to do it now. We begin to manifest and bring forth the things that he has ordained, and it's so good. So as Barbara's singing that song, it's wonderful, wonderful you. Now, that's what we say about him. Well, now he says the same about us because he took us and made us one with him. See, if it's wonderful, wonderful you, then it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful us. And when I say us, yeah, I'm talking of the wife of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. So we just praise him and thank him that he made us part of him and made us part of the family of God. And when I say family, not just the family in general, but part of the very Godhead. See? Amen. So we're married to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's wonderful, and we certainly can say he's wonderful. Amen. Amen. The virgin knew him, and in the days of the virgin, coming through the virgin stage, then the virgin was wonderful, and the virgin counted him wonderful. But when the marriage took place, that changed the whole thing, see? Amen. Because the virgin there, she knew him in the power of the resurrection, Paul said. But we, the wife, knows him in the creation of glorified flesh and bone. My, yeah. Amen. My, that's good. I'll have to write that down. Amen. Glory to God. And remember that. Amen. The virgin knew the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of his resurrection, but we know him. We, the wife, knows him in the creation of glorified flesh and bone. So that's what it's doing, creating glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Amen. So are you glorified flesh and bone? Yes, that's what he's creating. Amen. And I'm part of this great creation of his. Amen. And praise God, it's wonderful. Amen. So we have a very nice day today here in Dawsonville. Amen. Just beautiful all around. And Barbara and I was riding around some yesterday, I believe it was the day before, and we noticed the buds on the trees begin to bud out a little bit. It makes me feel so good to know spring is just about to spring. Amen. I think 70 going to be 72 today, and who could ask for anything better? Praise the Lord. So we just praise God and rejoice in the Lord. One thing about it, he said, rejoice always. We want to rejoice in the Lord and just praise him and appreciate him and acknowledge him and accept the fact that he acknowledged us as being wonderful. And he's the one that makes us wonderful. And to others, we may not be wonderful. And fact is, Jesus said, the world hates me. How much more they'll do to you, see? Amen. So we're not out of that world. And we thank God there's a spiritual world, and there's a world that we're in, and it's so different from the normal world out here. Although we have to operate in the world as it is, but the millennial's coming soon. Glory to God, and I'll tell you what, that's going to be such a wonderful, wonderful thing, that millennia. And just think, when we end that millennium, that we can say, how could anything be more wonderful? Amen. Everything's perfect. Amen. Well, there's a super perfect world coming after that. Amen. That's when we go into the eternal existence. Amen. Then that's by then we pass the great white throne judgment, where the devil's destroyed, sin's destroyed, and there's no such thing as sin. And there's no such word as death, because there's no death there. There's no sin there. Amen. And that's what, and we're already a part of that, see. That's the thing about it. People don't want to, and it's hard for any of us living in this human realm world, hard for any of us to really bring to our mentality actually what he says about us and what he has made us. Amen. And he's made us his wife, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. And so we're just, all this is just coming right to the climax in the great eternal age. Amen. And there we couldn't even think of the word death. See, there'll be no more death, no more crying, no more sorrow, and any of those things. And so that's what we are, see. And it's just a matter of his working out the time just as he's ordained it. And one thing we can rest assured, that everything that he said will come to pass. It'll be just exactly like he said. Amen. And I thank God that he left the Bible here for us. And understanding the writing of the Bible and how it was wrote and why it was wrote to this certain people, it's absolutely perfect, a perfect book. Amen. What Paul wrote, many times it applied to the people of the church age, the virgin. Amen. But to them, it was absolutely perfect. Amen. And so that's the way to understand the Word of God. And when we get over to the wife of the Lamb, see, the Word of God still just as real, but it's not in a visible book many times. But thank God, God has anointed us. Amen. My wife and Sister Leah Frugia and myself to write these things for the wife. And now we got not only for the wife, we got for the wife and what has happened before, so we can take a good look at it. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book. Praise God. And just think, with all that wonderfulness in the book, here comes something on top of that. Amen. A second part, and it's for the wife. The first part is basically for the virgin, to get us to where we become the wife. Amen. And that we have become. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're the wife of the Lamb. And So we're not waiting till everything's fulfilled to say we're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We're the wife of the Lamb now.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We just thank God for all the good things that he's doing. Amen. And thank God for this good, clear, cool water. Amen. It's just so good to as you talk. And, you know, it's a lot of time I can sit around and talk, and my mouth don't get dry like that a lot of times. Sit around and talk to people. But to get up and start preaching, a lot of times I'll need some of that water. Amen. That remind me of that water. Amen. That's flowing. That's already flowing through the wife of the Lamb. And we're just moving right on according to his will. Amen. So let us bow our head in prayer before we continue. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this today, this beautiful day. And we couldn't ask for it to be any more beautiful. And we just praise you for it. And we praise you for the wife of the Lamb. We praise you for those that have come through the virgin age and stages, and those that are still virgins that maybe not have come into the fullness of this yet. But Lord, we just praise you for all these good things. And Lord, we know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't change. You stay with your plan. Your plan changes as you've ordained for certain parts to be fulfilled in certain time. And that change take place, but you don't change because you knew it all before the world was. Known unto the Lord, the word says, all his works from the beginning. And we thank you for that today. Amen. All right. So we're here today to give God praise, to lift up his name, and be here to praise him, to meet to give him glory and praise. And he is so good in the sense of the way he's helping us in all these things that we are doing. And sometimes in the troubled world we live in, we might look at it a little different, but he don't. See, his plan don't change. Amen. We might look at times when things look real bad, but his plans haven't changed. It's still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, see. Amen. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So here we are to worship him and to sing unto him and just to talk about his word. And we are growing more, we're maturing more and more into him as we go as a wife. The virgin matured into him. Now the wife's maturing into him. And there's a message, and it's not written all together in the Bible. Amen, like it was for the virgin. Glory to God. And it's being brought forth, and it's making us realize that we are the wife of the Lamb. And we appreciate him. We love him. And we just glorify him. Hallelujah. And I think back many, many years, I began to minister. Oh, I began to minister way too young, as I've said many times. But I believe it was last week or week before. Seemed like the Lord kind of corrected me on that. I said I started way too young and not even a teenager, talking about the word, preaching just a little and so on like that. But I think God started me there and brought me through so I can look back and brought me through deliverance and revivals and different things. And now I can look back and I got a scope of the whole thing, amen, that we can bring forth for the wife of the Lamb in this hour, because this is to put glorified flesh and bone on the wife. See? Amen. And so we're just praising God for all of these good things. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've spent many, many hours reading the Bible. Fact is, it used to be when I worked on the job, and I didn't work when it was raining, outside work, but I would get in the car and go out in the country road, out in the woods, mountain, and just read all day long. Praise the Lord and enjoy. See, it was things in there just kept coming up, and that's what we built on through them times. And now we've come to the place where, amen, the Lord has come himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he brought with him all those that have gone before, see. Amen. That's where the saints brought with him. That's in Thessalonians. It's the scripture we used to read, Ephesians chapter 4 and 11. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfection of the saints. And that was so good for us, coming through all the time, and still good. But the thing is, we have come into a place where he's given us living, momentarily spoken word. Amen, that we're speaking the word, and it's just the word as much as this that was spoken back there by Paul and some of the other ones. Amen. And we're now putting some of it in print, and it's blessing, and it's producing what God ordained it to do. So here we are today, right here at the end time, right at the closing, and we see the things happening in Israel and in the nations around about. Each day you turn on the news, it's almost like you get a surprise at what has happened just overnight or what's planned for that day. We can see the world is changing so much. Amen. But here we are. We're on something solid. Amen. We're on something steadfast. And we know what the will of God is for us. And it's just wonderful to say the least. It's just wonderful. Amen. So that's why we're contented. We're contented people. And one word, one place there it says, godliness with contentment is a great reward. Well, see, you got that godliness, you got that contentment, and that holds for all of us. Amen. We're contented in the things of God, knowing that he will lead us, he will help us, and things we might not understand to the full degree. Amen. It's there for a purpose, because he's going to get glory out of it when he gives us the revelation. Because the revelation always makes us rejoice. Amen. And so more and more we're seeing the revelation. And there was a time when I didn't know, and it hadn't been so too many years back, about the eternal time after the millennia. But that's what God's been working for all the way through. He had it planned. And when the devil's cast in the lake of fire, and those that follow him, though, that's the time when the Bible, they're destroyed. See, that's what the lake of fire is for, destroy. And everything goes in, it's destroyed. But the remaining people, although they don't have glorified bodies, they're people just like Adam and Eve was before the fall ever took place. What a wonderful time. Amen. I love the farm, Psalm. Amen. And I love to visit farms and see how they grow all these beans and the different things, and how by the wisdom that God has given man to help and to make these things work out, then it's just a great thrill. But then when you take it beyond the millennia, that this is all taking place before the millennia, when you take it beyond the millennium, amen, which is a time so perfect we think it couldn't be more, then we go into the real thing. That's when the devil is bound, or the devil is cast in the lake of fire, rather. He's bound at the beginning of the millennium. That's the reason we got a great time there in that millennium. And then in the next turn of the wheel, we would say, in that millennium, then he causes the people to multiply and replenish the earth. That's why he said multiply and replenish the earth. And all these things. And then there's the people, glory to God, that has come through the millennium. And he says, enter into the things that God, enter into this eternal life. Enter into these things. And the whole world is without sin and all those things. So that's what I want to get. And a lot of times in doing this, people asked about heaven. My wife and I was talking to a lady up Jasper a few weeks back. We were talking a little bit about the millennium. That's one thing she'd read. She's read some of our writing. She says, I really like, said someone gave me a book of yours several years ago. And said, I really like it. But said, you got in there about the millennia and all those things and still being here on earth. And she says, I don't want to be on earth. I want to go to heaven. And so we didn't try to explain a whole lot there because in the situation it was, we didn't have all that much time to do it. But when you come to anything besides just dying and going to heaven, see, that was as far as she could go. And she liked that part about eternal life and so on. But when you come back to earth, amen, then that's when she said she wanted to be in heaven. She didn't want to be on earth. She wanted to be in heaven. Well, that's thinking, but God has permitted these things, and God has given certain people certain knowledge up to a certain point. Amen. But there's a people now, glory to God, that's part of him. Now, to say bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, that's really something. Something for us all. And that's what he's doing. And this message, the simplicity of it, it come forth and no one knows much about it. And most people think we're just fooling around, amen, and preaching a little bit, trying to do this or that, the other, amen. But all we're doing is staying in the hand of the Lord, say. Amen, becoming glorified flesh and bone. And as we do, glory to God, it's just more wonderful. Amen. More wonderful as the days go by. And so that's why the things that God's revealing things, and he's giving dreams, and he's giving visions, and all these things, and it's getting to the place where it's more wonderful. It brings the Lord and us together completely. Amen. As one. And that, I know that get beyond our human thinking, us and the Lord being one and the same. Amen. Because we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. It's just like the king. We see King Jesus. He's on the throne. Glory to God. But he has a wife. And that wife is that many-membered body. Glory to God. It's us, the wife of the Lamb that he has chosen. It's a certain group he chose to be his wife. Amen. And we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. So we're the wife of the Lamb. We're the queen, and he's the king. Amen. And that makes everything work out just like God started off with Adam and Eve there. And here we are. All this is coming together. It's coming together to a certain point where it's just begun. It's become we wouldn't say a second nature. Should become the first nature to us. Amen. Amen. That glorified mentality, what makes it work out. Amen. I believe we have a message on that not too long back about the glorified mentality. And we think in those terms. Amen. And when we think on those terms, naturally the world can't receive it, and they're not supposed to. Amen. So we're here today just to praise God, to worship God. Amen. And I remember years ago, we used to concentrate a lot on giving altar calls and so on like that. See, I mean, we'd get up, come up to repent and so on. And it seemed to be that the blessings of God was on it, and we accept that. But some of those same ones that went to the altar and got saved, they only stayed with it, some of them 6 weeks, some of them 6 months, and some of them maybe a few years. Amen, and rejoiced in that. But as more and more we come into the depth of the Word, they begin to fall away. Amen. And we don't become born again but one time. Amen. And that's it. We're born again one time. And that's when we accept the thing that God's giving. And those that truly born again, they will keep moving on up with the Spirit of God till they become exactly what God wants them. And in that eternal world, He has a lot of places. Amen. He has a lot to do. And He didn't make nobody to not have anything to do. I've talked to several people that retired recently. And they, after about 6 months of retirement, a man told me the other day, he said, "I sure wish I'd never retired. I wish I'd stayed with my job." So now I've done everything I thought I wanted to do. And now I ain't got nothing to do much. Sit around, he says, or try to think of something to do. Amen. But he says, I like to stay busy. And so that's the way it is with the things of God. God has made this earth, and this earth is going to be taken care of, going to be looked after. And we see the things that on the parks and all, how beautiful they are. And we enjoy walking through the parks and so on. But the thing is, God's going to make the whole earth such a beautiful place. Amen. And that's the thing that he's making us that in the spirit. He's programming us. And not many of you, I could ask, are you wanting to go to heaven? A lot of people, they heaven itself is something that the Word gives over in Revelation 21, 22, along with that. But it tells about the spiritual city and the earth and so on. But those things are spiritual. Amen. I heard Brother Jackson say one time, and it really meant a lot to me. He said, laid the foundation. He said, now Peter, when he went to heaven or when he passed away, he didn't take a wheelbarrow full of cement and stones to lay a foundation. He said it was his life, the gospel. Amen. And that's what the entering into that gate. Glory to God. There's not a big gate you got to enter into. Amen. That gate, Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. If you get Him, everything's in Him. And it's so wonderful. And so we're just praising God today, and we know where we're going, and we know what we're doing, and we know what's prepared for. Amen. So He let us know many of these good things that's prepared for. Hallelujah. And I can't wait. Don't seem like that's my person, the man part, to see all these things, to walk around here on earth and these things, and not right here where we're at. It's a beautiful time, but we have a lot of ticks, and we have a lot of rattlesnakes and different types of snakes here that you. I used to go out and just lay in the sun there when it's a little cool and just meditate, half asleep. Well, you get different things crawling around on you that you weren't real comfortable with. But take all that away, see. Amen. Nothing shall hurt nor destroy, see. Amen. And all the holy mountain that God creates. Hallelujah. So we just praise God. And we don't know what shape the earth will be in. And all before coming through the day of the Lord, the tribulation and so on. We do know there'll be earthquakes like there has never been since I've been a nation. And we, my wife and I have been several times different places to the great divide there in Africa, the Great Valley, what they call that? Great Rift Valley, where at one time there was an earthquake, it almost ripped the continent apart. And it has stopped, and people now, they grow stuff on that mountain where it ripped off down to the, but it almost separated. But that's not the biggest earthquake there's going to be there during this tribulation period. It's in the day of the Lord, it's going to be like it's trouble like there's never been before. Amen. But out of that will come a people. Praise God. Somebody will say, how could it be if the earth's going to be tossed in out of darkness and tossed and tumbled like a drunk man, one scripture said. How could it be that people still going to be living here and doing the thing? Well, you take some of the places in the Second World War. A friend of mine was telling me over there, said it looked like it would be impossible for anybody to survive some of those bombing raids. And out there would crawl somebody, and maybe somebody, an older man or something, carrying a little baby that survived and come out of that. Well, all of this is going to be that day, for that 30-day period of time. At the end of the tribulation, at the end of the 70-week till the very beginning of the millennium will actually be about 75 days. And during that time, a lot of things happen, but God's going to set this earth back up. Amen. 30 days per month and everything. Amen. And work it out just exactly. And there's going to be such beauty. Amen. That then if you want to go out and lay down the, I don't know if we want to lay down in the woods and go to sleep then, at least because we'll have glorified bodies. But there'll be the natural people. Amen. They don't have to worry about getting snake bit. Don't have to worry about the ticks. And those are the things that, around here, they pretty much you'd have to, in summertime, that you have to kind of watch out for a little bit. You can't really go real sound asleep in the sun. Amen. Laying there in the woods. But those things, everything that hurt or destroy. I want you to think about it. Everything that hurt or destroy, amen, they'll not be in existence. Amen. So here we are today, just so walking that way, and it gets more wonderful as the days go by. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So we just appreciate him, love him, and we don't know exactly what all God has for us in the very near future, but we know it's going to be better. Amen. It gets sweeter as the days go by. Amen. It gets more wonderful as the moments fly. And so we rejoice in this today, and we're happy, and we're just seeing the things that God's doing. And as more and more we see what he's doing, it just thrills our heart. Praise the Lord. Although we're here in the world, and we know it's got one more trouble spot. It's going to be a lot of things, trouble in the world. But then we're going to be right in his hand. Everything's going to be all right, and we're going to know what to do. Amen. Glory to God, because there's a message, there's a word. And one thing, amen, we have his mind. Glory to God. And that mind, not only his mind, but we have his spirit. Glory to God, we're made very part of his soul. Amen. And so, and not only that, but we're flesh, part of his flesh and bone. See, that's what marriage is, because flesh and bone, glorified flesh and bone, would say. Amen. We have to say it that way to get it correct. And then all this out here before us, amen, is for us to enjoy. Glory to God, and we just praise God and thank God for all that he's teaching us daily. praise the Lord, and just making everything work out for us. And we might sometimes think things not working out too good for us, but it always work out for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And we can always praise Him. And that's the thing, we won't get up in the morning, and we don't have to be told that. Get up in the morning praising the Lord, singing His praises. Glory to God. I've often wondered about singing. I like singing. I wish I could do it. That's not one of the gifts that God has given me so far. But who knows? He liable to help me to sing those songs just like I feel them. Amen. And just to be part of and to sing the praises. I believe it was yesterday morning. The birds were just singing and carrying on around here. And we live at our places in the woods, kind of. And there's a lot of birds. And this morning, the big bird came right up to the window there where I was at there. I usually eat where I can look at below the house there where the trees and all and all the birds fly by. But that big bird climbed and just stopped and fluttered there, looking right at me, and went on. Amen. I said, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So those are the things that we're talking about. Instead of walking on streets that paved with gold, amen, that's our faith. It's been tried in fire. Amen. Yes, and that's the faith that He gives us. And since He gives it to us, it's His faith. Amen. So people talk about the streets of gold, the gates of pearl, and all those things. And we see those things that they are something that God gave, and people held on to them. And it was God did it for a purpose. But now He's letting us see what those things are. Amen. Glory to God. So it's the glorified people of God and the wife of the Lamb among all that. Praise God. So we just praise God for it. And the things that God's doing, it's so wonderful, so beautiful. And it's just, we'd wonder why God would call somebody like me to preach that don't always use the right words and get at all these things, say it right, but it don't have to be said right. It's right in you. Amen. You're part of Him. Glory to God. Bone of His bone. Glory. And notice, I brought this in last week, I believe it was, but I feel like I need to say it again here. Amen. God didn't make us part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't make give us as a wife to be married until after He was crucified and come forth in a glorified body. Glory to God. So we are united to a glorified body. Amen. That's a glorified bone, glorified flesh. Amen. Where Jesus could be just appear in the room. It don't say that He came through a door or anything of that nature. He was just there because that's the type body. Amen. And so John had that vision, and maybe we'll get on that a little some of these times before long. Had that vision of all how heaven was and all these things. Amen. But then the Lord brings it out. We read in the Old Testament there when some of the prophets told about the kingdom of God and how it would be. Amen. And we see, when you bring it over there and try to spiritualize the whole thing and make it just something spiritual, no, this earth is what we're going to live on. Amen. Good, solid earth. There's going to be the trees like they are, and there's going to be all the wonderful things. And you might not be too fond of nature, the woods and so on like that. You will be then. Amen. It'll be so beautiful, there'll be a drawing power about it. Hallelujah. And so here we are today, just another step on our journey. glory to God. Amen. To reach the fullness of all that he has for us. And we know that'll happen in God's time. And we can see more and more. And I try not to get political on any of the things we preach, because that's in another realm. But even the things we see the nations, how they coming together, how they each one, we could break that down and take what each one's doing and show you, amen, how it's working right into the very end time. Amen. And so here we are today, just praising the name of the Lord and glorifying God. So I thank you this morning for listening to us as we get out here and talk about this. And we'll continue to talk about it. Glory to God, because it's so good. So we're going to see if, Barbara, you have another song or something. Amen. May you have a testimony or something to add to this, or just to praise God. A lot of times it's just good to lift our hands and praise God and glorify him. Amen. And thank him for the good thing that he's doing for us in this hour that we're in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. And we praise you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Amen. And thank you, Almighty God, for bringing this into being and making us part of it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. I just want to say that I like what Ben said there about the virgin knew the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of his resurrection, but we, the wife, know him in the creation of glorified flesh and bones. And that's in the creation of our glorified flesh and bones. Because when the marriage took place, we actually started with him producing glorified flesh and bones. Because when the male and female part of the Christ spirit came together in marriage, then it started creating in a body of people glorified flesh and bones. Because the feminine part of the Christ spirit came into us and it solidified, and that started causing the creation of our mortal body taking on glorified flesh and bones. So we're actually working, if you want to use the word working, with the Lord Jesus Christ in producing or creating glorified flesh and bones. Amen. And we just praise him for that, and we thank him for everything, and we thank him for the faith, the fullness of the faith of Christ, because when the marriage took place, then that faith that was tried by fire, it now, with the new and pure language that God gave us, now it's the fullness of the faith of Christ that is produced in a people, which is the wife of the Lamb, because of marriage. And we just praise him and we thank him for everything. And, you know, that's basically where I got this song that I'm going to sing. It's called This Is the Word After Marriage. Because, you know, when people get married, you know, after marriage, they start producing something. The marriage does. And that's what we did with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we were married, we started producing something. And it's this word of glorified flesh and bones that we've been producing, creating us glorified flesh and bones. Amen. So that's where I got the thought for this song, actually the revelation that the Lord gave to me, and I wrote the song. And I just praise him for that. Yeah. There is a new and pure language that God gave to us, showing the new birth of the body of the wife of the Lamb. In glorified flesh and bones we are now found. This is the word after marriage. This is the word
After marriage, the word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage, the word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. It is so good to be the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to know that all the attributes of God, male and female, are flowing through us, his glorified wife. This is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage, the word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. There is a new and pure language that God gave to us, showing the new birth of the body of the wife of the Lamb. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. This is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. It is so good. Oh, it is so good to be the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to know that all the attributes of God, male and female, is flowing through us, his glorified wife. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage, the word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. Oh, we're the word of glorified flesh and bones, which is the word after marriage.
Praise God. Just want to praise the Lord. And just want to praise the Lord for Ben Howard and what the Lord's given him and is giving him. And we just are so thankful for him and the gift of God that he's put into him. And we just praise the Lord for that. And we thank you, my Lord. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for that good comment from my wife here. Amen. We just praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't the Lord good to us? Amen. And I thank God, as the scripture says, he's the same, and he knows what he's doing, and everything that don't look right to us. Amen. At the beginning, if we're just seek his leadership and so on, it'll all work out fine. Praise God. We thank the good Lord. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. We're going to dismiss at this time and continue with the good things of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for being with us this morning as we spoke about your word and the things you're doing, and about the wife of the Lamb, and encouraging the wife of the Lamb to move on in these great things that you're doing, and that to move on, and that just be obedient to you. And we know that the wife is obedient. So we just praise the name of the Lord and thank him for all his goodness upon us. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.